Well, good morning and welcome to Inglewood Church for Sunday the 27th of December 2020. And as you look behind, you can see this tunnel built behind me in 1895. I don't know whether there's ever been a year like the one that we have had and experienced together this year. And perhaps it's slightly ironic that we're finishing this year with an online service because that is something that is dictated to us in 2020. There's been a lot of disappointments, hasn't there, this year. For my wife and I, we had planned the trip of a lifetime with some of our close friends. We were going to visit Europe and see some beautiful places. In fact, we'd planned a trip to visit Europe a few years ago, and then God had called us on to different things, and I'd gone on a mission to India, my wife had gone on a mission to China. But this year was going to be the year that we had this amazing holiday, and we were looking forward to that so much. Perhaps like many of you, this year has been filled with disappointments and you haven't been able to visit family. Some of you have lost work. Some of us have faced financial strain and stress as 2020 has occurred upon us. Who would have thought this year would have turned out the way it did? But this morning, I want to flip that and I want to flip the whole conversation. Because I feel like as we come to the end of the year, our overwhelming attitude should be one of gratitude. Our attitude should be that of gratitude. God has got you through this year and your family. With all its ups and downs, with everything that happens, right now, for the next few minutes, I'd love you to join me and just explore this whole idea of being grateful. Because out of gratefulness comes the best way to live. If you live a life of gratitude, where your attitude is that of gratitude, it will be a blessing for you. So why don't you join me for the next 10 or 15 minutes as we look at some scripture and look at three ideas around gratitude. Let's open the scriptures together. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to look this morning at a few scriptures, but the first one we're going to look at is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through to 22. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. The first thing I'd like us to think about this morning is that gratitude changes our perspective. What's going on in your mind, what's going on in your heart will change your attitude towards what's going on around you. Gratitude changes your attitude. Here Paul says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances. And maybe you'll say, well, that's easy for Paul to say, be thankful in all circumstances. But the people that Paul wrote this to, they were a church undergoing incredible persecution. People were driving them out of their city. People were telling them they weren't allowed to practice their faith. There was a whole lot of discrimination, a whole lot of terrible things happening. And yet Paul was able to say to them, be thankful in all circumstances. You know what's incredible if you're in a bad situation and if you're in a bad circumstance is just to find some things that you can be grateful for, to find some reason to smile, to find some reason to be thankful. And it's so interesting. It's such a great exercise for us to try. If we just say those things out loud, if we just express our gratitude, maybe there's some things you could actually find right now that you are grateful for. Maybe you look around your room and you're in a room. You look around a house and you're in a house. Maybe your family is there with you or your friends. Maybe you can see your kettle and a fridge, a place to eat, a place to enjoy life. There is so much to be grateful for. If we look for it, if we put our minds to it, this year amongst and above all others has been a year where we have been saturated with news about terrible things going on all over the world. The Black Lives Matter protest, terrible racism, terrible injustice, the pandemic gripping the world. There is so much news and it seems like the news wants to provoke in us a cynical attitude, a desperate attitude, a fearful attitude. And it can be so easy to focus your mind and your heart and allow that to infect your attitude. Take time to instead list out those things that you are grateful for, because gratefulness will change your attitude. It will change your perspective. Find a way, even this morning, to be thankful in all circumstances. So gratitude determines our attitude, and gratitude gives you perspective. The second thing I want to say about gratitude is it actually makes you a more attractive, happy person to be around. People like being around people that are people that live lives of gratefulness. In Philippians chapter 2 and starting at verse 14, it says, "Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people." This year, one of the things we've seen rise has been the rise of the Karen. That's a terrible term, actually. I know lots of Karens, and they're wonderful, beautiful, grateful people. But for some reason, the media has latched onto this term. And maybe it was that woman in Bunnings who wouldn't wear the mask. Do you remember that story? She wanted to go into Bunnings, and she was confronted by the poor shop stewards there who were wearing masks, and she didn't want to wear a mask. She didn't want to have to put herself under that strain, and all the media attention she got because of that. Everyone looked at her and they thought, why is she doing that? Why is she whinging? Why is she complaining? Why is she being that type of person and making those Bunnings people look and feel awful? The thing about being someone that doesn't complain all the time and doesn't find things to complain about is actually you are a much more nice person to be around. Do everything without complaining. You see, when we have an attitude of gratitude, it gives us perspective, and it actually does something in our hearts. People like being around people that are grateful, that find reasons to celebrate, that find reasons to be joyful. Yeah, look, this has been a tough year for so many people, and perhaps even for you. But there's also a lot to be grateful for. There's a lot to be thankful for. And it's interesting, if you can find things to be grateful for this year, you as a person, other people will like being around you. Because we like being around people that are grateful people. So gratitude changes our attitude. Gratitude gives us perspective. And gratitude actually makes us a more attractive person. In Luke chapter 10, we have the story here, which is going to show us that God loves a thankful person. The third and final thing about gratitude is that God loves for you to be thankful. There's a great story in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, looking at verses 12 and following. Jesus enters a village, and 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. And perhaps you know this story and you know what's going to happen. One of them, only one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. And perhaps you can hear the disappointment in Jesus' voice, in the tone of his voice, as he says this. "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one else returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Here's the thing about that story. All 10 were healed of that terrible disease. All 10 asked Jesus, and all 10 received the answer to their prayers. They were all healed. Their gratefulness did not determine whether God healed them or not. Jesus, in his kindness, healed all 10. But there was only one that came back and expressed thankfulness. And I think Jesus was thankful for the thankfulness. I think he enjoyed hearing that one man say, "Praise God, thank you, Jesus." Can you imagine wrapping up a present for your friend? Maybe you've been invited to a party, to a Christmas party or something, and you select them a gift you think they're really going to love, and you go and you give them that gift, and they don't thank you. They don't say thanks. We all love to have people that are thankful in our lives and express their thankfulness to us. God actually loves to hear us be thankful. I'll just say hello to the jet going over the top there. God loves us to express our thankfulness to Him, for us to be grateful to Him. We're grateful for the fact that we get to fly once again. We're grateful for all the things that happen in our lives and have happened this year. And I think you could find some things, even in the midst of this year, that you are thankful for. Look around the room. Think about all the events that have happened in this world. There is so much to thank God for. One thing I find myself doing sometimes is to pray to God and to ask Him for things. And He does answer those prayers. But I don't always go back and express my thankfulness to Him. But it's a two-way relationship. You and God is a two-way relationship. Like a father or a mother seeing the joy on their children's faces when they open those presents. God wants to experience the thankfulness that you have for Him. And if you are thankful to God, it will change your attitude. Gratitude will change your attitude. What I'd love you to do right now is just to think of one or two things from this year that you are really grateful for, really thankful to God for. And why don't you just express that? Maybe you'd like to even say it out loud, or maybe have an attitude of prayer. But what are you grateful for this year? What are you thankful to your God this year? As we close out this year and as we look to maybe what the next year is going to hold for us, I'd love to pray a prayer over you, over your family, over whoever you're with this morning. Dear God, we want to thank you for your amazing power and your work in our lives. We want to thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your love and your care, your mercy and your grace. Thank you that you never leave us, you never forsake us. Lord, I pray that you will help us to see again and afresh you this coming year. Be thankful to you this year. Renew our spirits. Fill us with peace and joy. We love you. We need you this day and every day. We give you thanks and praise because you alone are worthy. I pray for everyone watching, everyone listening this morning, that your grace and your peace, your provision will be upon them and upon their families this year. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. As we enter into this next year, we enter it with joy and with confidence because God is faithful and He remains faithful. And we have so much to be thankful to Him for this coming year. As we enter into this new year, God bless and God be with you all.